Carlos, we're currently standing in your office, which is where I'm sure you had to, unfortunately, spend a lot of time yesterday. You know, sometimes you get ejected late in the game in a tight spot, but, you know, third inning, that was a long time. What was it like yesterday just being in here and not out there?
Uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie. Watching the game on TV and trying to run back and forth and communicate with some of the coaches. Obviously, my job is to stay in the dugout, but at times you got to do what you got to do, and I felt like yesterday was the time. But not happy about being here in the office watching the game on TV.
How did you soak in the actual game itself yesterday? It felt like two really great teams in a playoff game. Is that the way you kind of saw it?
Yeah, it felt that way. You know, the back and forth, and like you said, two really good teams going after each other. You know, we took the lead. And they never backed down, and they ended up getting the best of us. Got another one today, but we saw the talent that they have in the lineup. We saw how good of a bullpen that they have, and we feel good about our chances as well. But it's fun matchups.
Wascar Brazoban, after last night, gets optioned to AAA. And what went into the decision making process to make now the right time?
Not an easy decision, obviously. Great Brazo's been for us. He's been a huge part of that bullpen since day one. His ability to take the baseball, giving us multiple innings, pitching in a lot of different parts of the game, high leverage, medium leverage, low leverage. But yesterday we got to a point where we needed a fresh arm, kind of like life of a bullpen pitcher at the big league level, where he's the one that has an option. He's not going to be available for the next couple of days, and we needed to make a move. So, but this is something that we will use to kind of continue to build him up as far as pitch count goes, hopefully get him to 35, 40 pitches down in AAA. And like we told him last night, you know, he's going to be a big part of this group and this team moving forward.
At this level, big league level, do you have to talk to the pitchers about, you know, defense and the importance of covering bases and throwing to bases? Or is last night with the Soto play at second two just two big enough moments where the room kind of gets it?
Yeah, and I think this is part of understanding and learning the new player as well. You know, how good is he fielding his position, throwing the bases? We saw a pretty good play yesterday on a bunt after he, you know, makes that error. So those are some of the areas that we work on it, and we will continue to do so. We got good coaches here. We pay attention to details, and we'll address those areas.
Sean and I get to start today. He's been throwing a ton of fastballs. I'm wondering if that's just because it's very early in the season for him, or is this a new usage for Sean Manaea moving forward?
Not necessarily. I think it's just a combination of matchups, him feeling good with the fastball, getting swing and misses with the pitch, and he's going to continue to throw that when he feels like he needs to. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more sweepers or changeups or mixing, because this is an aggressive team. So I'm just curious. I think the one thing he does really well is his ability to make adjustments. And when he's reading the swings and he's getting swing and misses with the fastball, especially at the top of the zone, he's going to keep doing it. So,
All right, Carlos. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.